This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 225. It's like Extreme Makeover, Rome edition. Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of our wonderful weekly podcast.
Were you going to say welcome to Netflix?
I was not going to say welcome to Netflix.
I don't know, sounded like you were going to say Netflix.
I might have Netflix on my mind right now, but that's okay.
I have it on my mind all the time.
You know what else is in the forefront of my mind?
Our website?
You got it. Which you can visit by going to www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can visit our short address, which is
esh.co. That's esh.co. Punch that in. It will take you to the long address. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If you aren't subscribed to us in iTunes by now, you've had 4 years to do it. I don't know what is preventing you. Just do it.
That's right, because once you click that subscribe button in iTunes, or if you click the subscription button in the Zoom store thing.
Marketplace.
Whatever, thing. Yeah, that's what it's called. Then you will get brand new episodes of our podcast as we edit them in their entirety the moment we put them out on the interwebs. So that's instant gratification in your ear holes. Right then and there, on the spot. No waiting. No buffering, just bam, right there in your ear. So do yourself a favor. Give yourself the gift of Esh this season.
Because it's free.
It is free. You totally don't have to pay for that.
You can gift it to everybody.
It's a secret to everybody.
No, it's not a secret to everybody.
It is a secret to everybody.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
People know about it. It's not a secret to everybody.
Yeah, that's because everybody knows it.
But it's not
everybody.
It's not a secret if everybody knows it.
Obviously, you didn't play Zelda.
I totally did, and I totally know the reference. But if everybody knows it, it can no longer be defined as a secret.
Yeah, it can.
Dude, if everybody knows it, it's not a secret.
It's a secret to the aliens. The aliens don't know it.
So wait, you believe in aliens, but you don't believe in zombie apocalypse.
NASA this week just proved that there were life on other planets.
Yeah, bacteria.
It's still life. It's alien life.
Alien bacteria.
So there's life on other planets, and I believe scientifically in that life on other planets. It is alien to us. Because it could survive without phosphorus.
I know, I thought that was amazing.
Okay, so yes, I believe in alien life forms. I don't believe in zombies.
All right, you can choose.
When
to,
NASA,
you can choose to accept
when
science.
When NASA proves that there are zombies, I will go, oh, I was wrong. There are zombies.
Now, what if there were aliens that when we got infected by their alien bacteria that it made us like the living dead? Could you believe that?
Yes. If that happens, I'll believe it.
All right, then. You heard that, aliens.
I didn't believe in alien life forms until NASA's like, look, we found it. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm just saying, aliens, you know what to do.
Now you're asking the aliens to come and infect
my
us and make zombies just so you can be right. You
yep.
want the domination and zombification of the world.
Hey, I'm trained.
Just so
I am
you
ready.
Can be,
well, right. I'm ready.
All right,
so.
You can be greedy like that. But anyway, if you want more random things like this from us, well, like she said, you can visit the short address, check out the website. You can also interact with us on Twitter, on our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/landofesh. Like I said, on Twitter, you can find the entire team, ESH, by going to twitter.com/ninjasista and checking out my list there, where I've listed everyone who takes part in the Land of Esh goodness. So make sure that you check out the list, you follow some of your favorites, get to know some of the new team members, as well well as be on the lookout for the new issue of our magazine. It is the hotness. There are lots of great pieces in there, including one on Galaxy 2, the Super Mario game, as well as some things on Alpha Protocol, maybe why you should take another look at it, crafted by some of the crafty bastards that make up the Land of Esh, which includes the Boston Bash Brigade, who has a new episode of their podcast available on Tuesdays, and Deuces Wild, who holds down geekagro.com, which also has podcasts, which you should check out, and new episodes typically go out on Wednesdays. So since we've covered all the bases of the business, you know what time it is?
No.
Time to bust a rhyme?
No.
Hammer time? Hammer, put me in the mix. No?
No.
No?
No.
Time to get ill?
Okay.
Yay! Beastie Boys. Okay. I'm not dating myself or anything like that.
What?
You know, like dating myself as being a child of the 80s by talking about...
Oh,
you
know, I was like, how
time
can
is
you...
it? It's time to get ill. Beastie Boys.
Oh, no, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
See?
No, because when you said that, I was like, how can you date yourself unless you were
dude,
a clone?
I take myself out on dates all the time. Like, hey.
It's like, I love myself so much, I'm taking myself on a date.
Hey, girl, I know you had a hard day. Let me get you some dinner.
Oh, my God. Yep. All right. Pump the brakes. I didn't need to... I know we do that, but I didn't need to see you reenact that. That's a private moment between you and yourself. That's an A and B conversation, and I'll see my way out of that. Okay.
I'm just saying. You know you've done it. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And you know...
My feet hurt. I don't feel... You know what? I'm going to treat you. Come here, girl. I'm going to take you out, buy you some chicken.
Well, I mean, if my feet really hurt, I'd be like, girl, you have been in a chair all day. Let's go get a mani-pedi.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, let me take care of them feet.
Oh, okay, stop. Just stop it. Don't you speak.
Your face is getting so pink right now.
That is awkward.
It's adorable.
I don't like it. Can we get on with the show, please?
Oh, my God. You are, like, seriously turning pink.
I can't. Oh, it's awkward. It's so awkward when other people do it.
Okay. Well, we'll get off of that topic, but we'll revisit it. We've got game stuff to talk about this week, and we actually have something in common to talk about this week.
We do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. But it's a little bit different. Yeah, it's the same... But different, in that it's not the same. So this week, we're both talking about Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yep.
But we're talking about it from two different perspectives. We're talking about it from the Xbox 360 perspective, which I will be holding down.
And I've got it from PS3.
Oh, you sound so excited. You've kind of foreshadowed just a little bit there.
Yep, because that's what you do in life.
I don't foreshadow like all
the time. Oh, I do all the time. It's like, oh man, today is going to be great. Sarcasm foreshadow for the rest of the week.
Well, if you start the day like that, that then becomes self-fulfilling prophecy.
Or when you're leaving work. Man, traffic is going to suck. Foreshadow, because it's definitely going to suck. At least Thursday or Friday.
Traffic do be sucking. That's true. It do be like that.
Or, man, I don't want to go into that dark room all by myself.
Well, dude, you should never go into a dark room by yourself.
And you should never announce it either.
You've played enough video games and watched enough horror movies to know. You don't be like, wow, it's really dark in there. Well, let me go in there and turn on a light.
Oh, man, my mom went to, like, Sweden for a month, and I've been in this big foreign house all by myself.
I mean, you're just basically...
And I'm moderately attractive.
You're just asking for Jason and or Freddy to show up at that point.
And or just anyone, really.
Well, not just anyone. Because, like, if Jason Statham showed, that'd be a completely different
movie. Yeah, but what if he wanted to kill you? I mean, come on. In most of the movies, he's tapping ass.
I know.
He's tapping ass and then he's tapping ass.
I know. I would like to be the tapping ass, not the tapping ass.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If I was in a dark room by myself and all of a sudden I heard breathing and I turn around and there was just somebody there and I didn't register it fast enough, I think I'd freak out no matter who it was.
Oh, yeah, I would freak.
Like,
but then if it was Jason Statham, I'd be like, oh, hi. How are you?
It's like, you scared the fuck out of me. Now put it back in.
What?
Yep. I said it.
Wow. Okay, let's get back to the video games.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, because this is not that podcast. This is a different podcast.
Yeah.
We haven't started the I Would Do Jason Statham podcast yet.
You know, we should work on that.
We could work on that.
That should be at the round table.
Like, who would... That could be a special episode they do. Who would we do in Hollywood? And why?
Wait. Oh. Free of STDs? We'd have to make some conditions.
Right. So, let's work that out. And then we'll have the round table.
We should get, like, other people to come on the show, too.
We will. We'll get some of our favorite ladies. But that's another show. Assassin's Creed
Brotherhood.
Men do people, too. This is true. But that's, again, another show. I think that we need to have, you know, girls versus guys. You know, Mars versus Venus. Because the list will be different.
Which one are we on again?
I can't remember. Men are from Mars.
Oh, women are from Venus.
Yeah. Because Venus wants vagina. The penis. What?
What?
Anyway. Video games. So, this week, we've both been playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I got the special edition on the Xbox 360, and then due to internet snafu, also got the limited edition on the PS3.
Which she then gifted to Maywa.
Yeah, so it worked out kind of well. And it's interesting because while the game is the same, there's also a lot of differences between the two versions that we've just noticed that we wanted to talk about for sure. What I want to say right off the top of the bat is I enjoyed Brotherhood. I've already beaten the main storyline. I'm now going through playing and getting, you know, all of the side quest stuff. So, taking down a bunch of towers, doing the synchronized things, finding the fucking feathers again, all kinds of stuff while I'll get into. While Pandalicious is really kind of in the early stages of getting her assassin on.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the same thing, but different from an ending perspective and even a beginnings perspective.
Yeah, because I'm going to fuck your Christmas, just so you know.
I kind of watched you play most of it anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Christmas has been fucked with an X.
All right, so let's get into it.
Triple X, even.
Let's start off with the story. If you've played Assassin's 2 and finished it, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood picks up right where Assassin's 2 left off. And while Ubisoft has said that it really shouldn't be thought of as Assassin's 3, they're right. It really should be thought of as Assassin's Creed 2.5. Because it picks up literally where 2 leaves off and basically brings you to the point where more than likely 3 is going to pick up. And it really is more like the multiplayer thing that should have been on 2 and the story ending that really should have been 2 ending is what you get in Brotherhood. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Now, Panda, you didn't finish Assassin's 2.
No, and I only made it maybe halfway through 1 before giving up.
So the storyline basically takes place where you are a guy named Desmond, and
I think is voiced by Nolan North.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. They need to give that guy's voice a break.
But it's a good voice.
Yeah, but I feel like we're hearing the same guy in all the characters. You know, so I'm like,
except
all right.
When Ezio is talking.
Well, yeah, but that's because he's got to speak Italian-ish. But I mean, but still, when he's Desmond, and even, I mean, some of the way that the dialogue for Ezio is, even outside of the accent, like, I feel like we're hearing the same type of guy. Like, the general guy.
Well,
I
think what is he voice outside of Desmond?
He is Nathan Drake in,
But he didn't sound like Nathan.
Yes, Desmond, when he's talking with, fucking Kristen Bell, whatever her name, Lucy, during some of that conversation with that sarcasm, when he's doing all the work, if you play through, freaking Uncharted 2.
I have.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
He doesn't really sound like Nathan.
Yes, he does.
Though.
Yes, I heard it right away. Especially when, you know, it's like, oh, so I'm gonna do all the work. Well, yeah, that's why you're here. It's the same off-the-cuff, you know, comedy that you got from Uncharted 2. Like, I heard it right off the bat. The timing was exactly the same. And I was like, all right, it is Nolan North. It's like, poor guy just can't get a break. And it seems
he doesn't need a break. That's good money.
I feel like they're typecasting him, though. Like, you don't see him arrange with him. You always kind of see him as the good guy.
Well, I mean, your action voice actors, though, are typically your action voice actors. They don't do the emotion stuff.
I don't know.
I don't have a problem.
I'm getting kind of tired.
I don't
know. It's a good voice.
Tired.
I have no problems, you know, putting that in the spank bank. But still, you know, after a while, sometimes you need...
Can you put a voice in the spank bank?
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
That's, you have to have a really good imagination for that. Okay. Or a very overreactive one.
I'll go with overactive on your part.
Okay!
Anyway, like I said, the story picks up right after the end of 2. So if you haven't finished 2, I'm going to spoil your Christmas.
So you might want to take this opportunity to not listen to this show.
Yeah, we won't take it personally. But at the end of 2, as Ezio, you basically find the apple and the staff, the two pieces of Eden.
Apple, you take down staff is... Never mind.
We'll get to the truth, okay?
The truth shall set us free.
No, the truth just makes you go, what?
The truth just makes you scratch your head.
It does, it does.
And then your other one.
At the end of...
Because you haven't showered.
What? The end of 2, we have the two pieces of Eden. We've taken down Rodrigo Borgia. I thought we killed the bastard. Then you have the vision with Minerva, and she basically outlines that everything that's been put in place has been to get a message to Desmond. And Ezio's like, who the hell is Desmond? And then you're sitting there going, wait, back then you were trying to get a message to me and I wasn't even born yet? Like, how far in the future could you fuckers see? Like, for realsies, not for play-play. And he has the vision for Minerva, and that's how 2 ends. This game picks up at the end of the vision. You walk back out of the corridor as the room basically loses power that you're in. When you make it back to the main area where you took down Rodrigo Borgia, all you see is the tapestry that from the Pope's outfit, because he was the Pope. That's how high in power the Borgia rose. And you realize that he's still alive, and you have to climb out of this cavern, meet your Uncle Mario, get out of the church, and that's how the game starts. The new villain in the game is Cesare Borgia, who is the son of Rodrigo Borgia, and is a massive douche.
Yeah, isn't he that guy who killed that other dude for his wife, who's kind of being a whore in the, not the Citadel, but that, big build. Well, I mean, there's a lot of big buildings.
It's fucking the Vatican.
It's fucking Italy.
Italy. Every building is huge. Basically, Cesare wants to be the
new pope,
ruler of the world. Oh. No, he wants power beyond the papal power. As you play through the game, you start realizing that he's kind of really gone crazy.
Most do.
Like, at first you think he's just like a bad guy. But as you play deeper and deeper into the game, you realize, no, he's just gone fucking...
batshit crazy.
Crazy.
Batshit.
Okay? And it just gets... It gets really kind of weird. But initially, Ezio comes home, meets Machiavelli, tells him he didn't kill Rodrigo.
And no, we don't mean Tupac.
Yeah, not Tupac. Although it would be awesome if it was like Tupac Machiavelli and not Niccolo Machiavelli.
He'd be like, here's my latest track. It'll give you your next clue on where the apple is.
Exactly. Minerva hooked it up.
What?
California. Where's California? I don't know where this place is.
Go to the werewolves. It'd be like that.
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Tupac, way beyond this time. Anyway, you have the meeting with the family. Everything seems to be calming down. Your mom's not in a coma anymore. She's not catatonic. The world seems to be okay. You're getting some ass. Then a cannonball comes in. Pretty much the trailer that we all saw at E3 with, Ezio getting some booty, and then there's a cannonball, and then there was a flash and you were firing a cannon. The cannon battle is very important.
And it sucks.
It does suck because it's, you know, very realistic. The sucker doesn't move fast and it doesn't have rapid fire. And you're just like, move, cannon, move! But it won't move. Anyway, long story short, Montefiore gets completely...
Montefiore?
No. Monteriggioni.
Monteriggioni?
Monteriggioni.
Monteriggioni?
You know what?
Jambrone! Jambrone!
Let's just call it the villa.
Okay.
Gets completely destroyed. Which, if like me, you spent a shit ton of time building up and restoring from 2, you're really pissed that it got destroyed in less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't feel too much attachment.
Because you didn't finish it, but I did. So I was like, no! Do you know how long it took me to get enough money to restore that bank? But anyway.
A lot of money.
The villa gets destroyed. Your job is to hold off the attacking forces long enough for all the villagers to escape out the back.
Pretty much.
Including your sister and your mother.
Even the guy who shit on the coats.
You... That was kind of a mess. You're able to pull it off. But then you find out that Cesare has captured your Uncle Mario and using a very elaborate gun that you'll later learn, and if you're paying attention, you'll learn right then and there, was made by Leonardo da Vinci, who was your main buddy and your gadget man from the second game, kills your Uncle Mario, has the Apple of Eden, you get shot, and you're like, well, shit. That's just fun.
And then your story begins.
You know, now you've got to build your weapon and armory back up. Instead of rebuilding Monteriggioni, you now have to basically rebuild Rome. But you can't do that until you take out these towers that were built by the Borgia, which are a pain in the ass to take over, but easy to light on fire somehow, for some reason.
Because you're a fire starter. And an instigator. What?
I love Prodigy.
That was appropriate.
It was appropriate. But you know what's even more funny? Is the remix that somebody made of Cartman over Firestarter.
Oh my god.
It's hysterical.
I gotta go look that up.
He's like, kick ass. Beefcake. It's funny. It's funny enough.
I will have to look it up
Internet,
on YouTube.
If you don't know, you should check that out. All right, so away from the tangents. This game is definitely deeper in as far as all the side things that you need to do. In the last game, you pretty much had the feather capture that you needed to do. You had treasure hunting that you could do. You had points that you needed to synchronize.
And the truth that you had to unlock.
And then the truth that you had to unlock. And that's pretty much all the side quests.
That sounds about right.
Okay, in this game, you have all that. You have the truth that you have to unlock. It's more truth. Different truth than the first truth. You do have feathers to collect. Okay, you do have sync points that you have to get, but a lot of them are on top of Borgia towers, so you have to not only take control of the tower in order to do the synchronization.
But you gotta sync it before you set it on fire.
Yeah.
Rape it, and then pillage.
Yes, rape, then pillage, rape, then pillage. But then on top of all of that, there are all these Borgia flags that you need to capture and take out. There are all these side quests that you could do, so not just assassination things, but love missions, things for your sister. Yeah, because your sister ends up running the whorehouse. You're not happy about it.
Does she whore herself out, or she just...
No, she's just in charge of the brothel.
So she is in charge of the she's health the benefits?
Yeah, she's in charge of the benefits.
Food rations.
Right.
Attire.
Medications. You know, kind of thing. So ends up being the madam. There are thieves to track down. There are Borgia messengers to track down. There are the tombs of Romulus. So instead of having the tombs of the assassins where you were trying to gather seals in order to unlock the armor of Altair, now you're doing all of these Romulus tombs in order to get these six keys in order to get the armor of Romulus, which is actually something different.
That wasn't to Romulus, it was to a...
Well, I was going to let you get into all that.
Well, I don't know the name of the dude you just told to me like 20 minutes ago when I was
Brutus.
Yeah, Brutus.
Yeah, who killed Caesar, which as you get more keys in the game, you realize that...
What?
Yeah.
That Brutus?
Yeah, that Brutus.
A2 Brutus, A2?
Yes, that Brutus. And so as you get the keys and you start reading the letters, you realize it was his handwriting, it was his armor, and that he had visions from Minerva as well. In order to get stuff ready for Ezio.
Motherfucker.
And so, Brutus was an assassin. And not only was he an assassin, but...
That's why Ezio. He stabbed Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
With all those other dudes.
Mm-hmm. They were all assassins.
Holy... Wow. And they had to send so many of them in for Caesar.
Well, you know, it's hard to take down the emperor. I mean,
it was like a whole group.
That's how you make sure a motherfucker's dead. I mean, it's not like they had guns.
True, it's like, all right, everybody gets one stab.
I mean, you could stab somebody.
That's 20 stabs. You should die from 20 stabs.
Okay, you could stab somebody and they may not die. But you get 20 stab wounds, that fucker
you're probably
going to
die. And if you don't die straight away from that, you'll die from the infection.
Yeah, so you're dead. But basically, you learn that Brutus was an assassin, and in order for him to have those visions and talk about them and pass them on, then he must have been in the same bloodline, which means Ezio is a descendant of Brutus. Which means Desmond is a descendant of Brutus. And so you're just like, wow, that's kind of fucking deep.
Wow.
Damn. People. Wow, Ubisoft. You're getting, like, all up in my history and shit. So I like the depth, but some of it it just seems like there's so many things that they added on. You're just like, oh my god, now I have to restore all of Rome, which means all blacksmith shops, all art shops, all tailors, doctor shops.
This sounds
shop,
like a very massive tunnels. Collection game.
It is. It's now gotten ridiculous on the collection piece, and I feel like they threw so much collection in because really, if you're serious about just following the memory points, you can knock this game out in 6 hours if you just do the points that move the story along.
Right.
If you do nothing else, if you do no Borgia Towers, other than the few that you need to get at least 4 assassins going to help you out and stuff, you could knock this game out in 6 hours. And that's why I say it really feels kind of like 2.5 to me.
Right.
And that they added all the collection stuff on to give you more things to do outside of the story if you decided not to do the multiplayer.
I think we're gonna see that in a lot of games now. I mean, like Fallout New Vegas, a lot of people are really kind of calling that Fallout, you know, 3.5.
Right.
Because it really kind of takes off right where you left off in 3, and that's it.
Right. My thing is, I don't have a problem with, you know, continuation pieces. There's so much...
Well, of course not, because then you would have had an issue with God of War 2 and 3.
Right.
And anything that had a sequel to it.
You know, I mean, like, my thing is, I don't know necessarily that this should have been released as its own separate game as much as it may have... should have been released as, like, one of the more pricier DLC packs.
Oh, you mean, like, I think, like, when Dragon Age did Awakening?
Uh-huh.
That, all right, yeah, I could see that.
Because, you know, multiplayer, in all honesty, once you do about 4 or 5 battles in the multiplayer, you pretty much are like, okay, so I understand how this works. But, you know, it's like most action multiplayer, okay, where it's just, you know, hide and seek.
It's essentially a giant hide and seek.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting... in the hide-and-seek, because you're not exactly sure exactly as you start out which is your target, and while you're hunting, you're being hunted, and so that's an interesting piece of it. But, you know, after you do that for a while, you're like, okay, I get this, a hunter and being hunted, and how fast can I do it? And you go back to the story to do all the side quests. Like, I finished the complete story. I knocked it out in probably about 10 hours just because I was doing some side quests, not all of them, at the same time. Because in order to earn money, you have to restore some of Rome.
No, really?
Yeah, you have to. Because that's the only real money-making thing that you can do outside of catching a bunch of pages and thieves. Which will only let you a couple of bucks here and there. Or a couple of $100 here and there. And finding treasures. So in order to really have income coming in, you need to restore banks. And you need to restore blacksmiths. And you need to restore doctors so that you can be making money. A little bit different was... just like in the second game where when you restored Monte Regioni, you always had to go back to Claudia's room to collect your money that was being stored in the box in her room. You now have to stop at a bank in order to collect whatever money is being made in Rome.
Well, I mean, in my game, I've gotten little notices saying so-and-so has been deposited at something or other.
Right.
So it's going to that... Oh, but I have to go to the box to get it.
You're right. You've got to go to the bank to pick
Damn.
It up.
Damn!
And eventually, your bank will get filled with money. So the more that you renovate the town, the larger the reserve of what the bank can hold will be. Because once that box gets full, they will not take in any more money. You gain money pretty much every 20 minutes. So the more you restore, the larger that amount becomes. I got to the point where I had restored about a third of Rome. And I was averaging about $5,000 being made every 20 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Which comes in handy because you will need to buy supplies. Because this game does not coddle the weak as far as the attack goes.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk a little bit about the experience first starting out, and then I'll come in and sleeper clean and talk about the
back
end.
Well, I mean, I think my experience is going to be a little bit different from yours because yes. I've already noticed right off the bat that... I mean, obviously, I didn't play a lot of 1, I didn't play a lot of 2, so there's a lot of mechanics that I'm not familiar with or have not mastered that someone who's played the other 2 games would have already known going in and would have easily transitioned into the gameplay. So, I mean, I've kind of got that hint, you know, I've got that handicap on me. Then on top of that, because it's on the PS3, which I haven't played anything on it in forever... And I've been watching you play on the 360, and I was playing Assassin's 2 on Xbox. Mm-hmm. I've had to go and reshift my thinking to PS3, which a true gamer would never have this problem. Not that I'm saying I'm not a true gamer, but I'm not as honed in.
A religious gamer.
I'm not honed into controllers and being able to reassess fast enough to, you know, to be a pro. by any stretch of the imagination. But I've noticed that during save points, because it's an automatic save if you didn't know, so you don't have to sit there and find save points and pray to God that you get to one before you get, you know, murdered or you fall off a building or you...
No, you just...
Or you eagerly jump off a building thinking you're going to catch something.
You will nimbly jump off buildings in this game. But often.
But I don't know if anyone else who's playing it on the PS3 has noticed, but I've noticed in my gameplay during saves that happen to happen during dialogues that it will unsync the audio tracks.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that on your game, too. Yeah, like, it, crazy.
It will. And you're and it's constantly saving, so you're kind of like,
what did I just say?
Yeah. Did I just miss a piece of truth? Like, what?
Is was this, that important for was me that to know?
Is that intended? I don't, you know, it might be a mixture of things. You know, that might be, you know, my bandwidth kind of being eaten, and I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with it because I'm not playing online.
Right.
But I'm sure this might hinder any online play that I might try.
I would imagine if
go
if,
into
because there's some audio clues that you get when you're playing multiplayer, as far as where people are, especially if you're playing with a headset.
Yeah, that's gonna fuck my Christmas
because you can hear when people are running after you.
Right. So I mean, I've kind of come into that kind of hang up.
And that happens pretty much at every single save you have.
Every save point. And I also noticed when I was coming out of the game, it was pausing outside of the game.
Wow, that's
like I was sitting there trying to quit out of the game, and it would freeze up. So I don't know, that actually might be maybe a print error. It might actually be a disk error, which I might have to look into a little bit, because it shouldn't have been freezing during the crossbar.
No. Not
which
at all.
Was, which
and your
totally
audio
did.
Was pausing at the crossbar?
Like, no, actually, any action. Like, it would, like, not register that I was moving the analog stick to get out of the crossbar or move in it, like, maybe every 2 seconds. So I actually might have some disc damage. But, I don't know. But so far, the audio likes to unsync, and I don't think that's really cool.
Nope.
And the visual, because of that, sometimes it will speed up, so they'll try to match what sounds going on now to the image. So I've seen a couple of cuts now where a guy was going to move his hand and all of a sudden he was back to, you know, back. I'm like, what? He was going to make a gesture and he totally didn't do it. So, I mean, that is kind of bothersome to me, but it's not enough where it's really going to make me not play.
Right.
Because the story's really detailed and really does draw you in. And I'm a completist at heart. I want to complete everything that I do.
Oh,
so, I
mean, Jesus.
So sadly, because there is collection upon this collection restoration, hoarding, and then strategic takeover. So, I mean, there's all this pile of collection and massing stuff that I'm going to be like, I'm going to have to go back and get all of that shit. And then I'm going to want to go back, because can you go back into the segments? Because I know...
Yes, you can. You can replay. And that's one thing that's interesting, is that you can replay any segment, any sequence, I should say, once you've completed them. There's also a training area that you can run through, and there are certain achievements and or trophies that you'll get for running through that. But they had to do that, because one of the things, and it drives me buggy, this is one of the biggest beefs that I have with Brotherhood, is that in the halls or of Nero, Romulus, whatever, when you go into the tombs of Romulus, they are all timed. So in order to receive what they now are calling full synchronization with their memory, which is not only do you complete the action that it takes to move to the next one, but you have to complete it exactly as Ezio remembers it. So if he remembered doing it with only killing somebody with the hidden blade, then you must kill them with the hidden blade, otherwise you will not receive full sync. You'll get half sync. Which can be a pain in the ass, especially if you're a collectionist, because you will need to replay a bunch of these sequences.
Yep, already. And in case you guys didn't get that about the halls of Nero, they're all timed. And to
all
get
timed.
A full sync, you have to do them all under 8 minutes.
Which sucks, because, I'm sorry, you will need to run through those things 6 or 7 times before you figure out the exact right path to get it in 8 minutes. And what doesn't help you, which is why it's a beef of mine that they're timed, is that we still have the same camera angle issues that we had in 1 and in 2 still exist in 3 that they didn't fix. So a lot of times, when you think you've lined yourself up to make the absolute perfect jump to the ledge you need to get to, you're going to overshoot it, miss it, or pull to the left and have to start the whole sequence over again.
Which obviously, for something timed, will fuck everything up.
It will fuck your Christmas.
Yep.
And
your Kwanzaa.
Your Kwanzaa. And your New Year's. And probably will fuck your Groundhog Day.
What about Hanukkah?
No, it won't fuck Hanukkah.
Well, does it?
Nothing fucks with Hanukkah.
There are 8 days.
Exactly. Nothing fucks with Hanukkah.
There's nothing. 8 days of Hanukkah.
Okay, you're going to try to outlast that menorah? What's wrong with you?
Hell no.
Exactly. So it doesn't fuck
with you. It's like, all right, menorah, I'm going to bed.
Yep. Do your thing. It was nice. It was cool. But Christmas, you only got 24 hours. It's on like Donkey Kong. That's pretty much how it talks to it.
That's how you talk to it?
No, it's not how I talk to it. It's how the thing talks to it.
What thing?
The thing we were talking about.
So, anyway. So, I mean, I've already come across some hang-ups, but they're not big enough hiccups for me to really not want to complete this. And I really do find that I'm probably going to try to get through the story and then go back and I'm going to restore all of Rome. I am going to be that person who repetitively does the halls until I get it right. And the sad thing is I'm going to only end up getting fucking trophies for it because it's on the PS3.
Haha, no achievement score for you.
Nope, I'll have to borrow your Xbox version and then do it all again.
Yep.
In Xbox land.
Do the whole thing again.
If it truly captures me, I won't have a problem doing that because I did that for Resident Evil.
You played them both?
Yeah, I have. It's the only game I have for both consoles. And if they had it for Wii, I would think about it.
I don't know that I have any games for both consoles.
That's my only one.
Now that I think about it, I don't think I do. Yeah. I don't think I have any games. Because
I loved it that much. But I only have the downloadable content for Res 5 on my PS3.
Okay.
So I didn't go that far. But, yeah. So even at such an early stage, I'm already really invested. I'm already looking forward to going back upstairs and jumping right back into it after we're done recording the damn show. So, obviously, it's captured my attention.
And it will. I mean, you know, there are story points. I won't fuck up your entire Christmas. I'll just...
I saw you play most of it, so I probably...
Well,
saw
I mean, I won't talk about the ending, and I won't... That way, I won't fuck it for you, and I won't fuck it for all of our listeners. But one thing that, you know, kind of drove me a little bit... Not nuts, but made me a little uncomfortable, so good on you, Ubisoft, for making me uncomfortable in a frickin' video game, was that when you first meet Cesare Borgia, he's there with a chick named Lucretia.
Right.
Or Lucia. Yeah.
Lucretia.
Lucretia, yeah. And she's all hanging on him and lovey-dovey, and you're like, you brought your bitch to a fight? You must have really thought you were...
Can she fight?
She doesn't really fight. She beats... Katharina, who you were tapping ass with early in the game with a poker, because she gets upset that she was spending so much time in a carriage alone on the way to the castle with Cesare. And so you're like, wow, you are a really jealous wife. No. Lucretia is Cesare's sister.
What?
Yeah, that's the face I made, too.
He's fucking his sister?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And at one point, there's a whole sequence where he's, you know, getting close to getting down with her. And he's like, no, we just have to get this and pull this off. Because once we do, you will be my queen. And, you know, it's going to happen. And, like, you know, goes to kiss her and, like, grab on her stuff. And just like, dude, don't do that. Dude, that's your sister. This is not an anime. This is a video game. Don't do that.
Hey, we should not look this as something foreign because it's been done in history.
I know, but I didn't need to see it.
Cleopatra was tapping her brother to be queen.
I know, but then she killed him.
Yeah, but she still tapped it.
But she killed it.
But she tapped her brother's badonkadinks.
But...
She was like, all right. For me to be queen, I'm going to have sex with my biological brother that I have seen naked since the age of 0.
Right, but here's the thing, though, but she killed him, so that kind of negates it, because it wasn't like they were just tapping ass all throughout
history.
No,
but you know a couple times he was hitting it good and she had to admit it.
No, she didn't. I don't have to imagine that.
She totally admitted it.
I don't have to imagine that.
She was like, man, I feel bad. I'm going to kill him because he's a good lay.
I can imagine that she was more like, man, it's really wrong for me to do this. I should just wipe him off the face of the earth. So that way we won't, you know, just continue sinning. And I've already got what I wanted, so.
Nope.
I'll kill him. Because if it was that good a piece of ass, wouldn't kill it. Wouldn't kill it.
It's a brother.
Especially if it's younger. Because, you know, you get a little more action that way.
worked her harder.
I'm just saying.
Made it better.
I'm just saying.
Did it faster. Made it stronger.
I'm not putting words, you know, out there. I'm just saying. So if it was that good.
If it was that good. How long were they married?
Because then she immediately went to Mark Anthony after Caesar.
So wait, so killed brother.
So she could become the leader of the Egyptian Empire. Then went after Caesar.
Yeah. Okay. And then went for her true... So she put her true love in slot three?
Because he wasn't the emperor. And wouldn't help her rule the empire.
No.
She's trying to rule empires. Not just an empire.
Well, I mean, I played her in a play, so I mean, I've said some lines that I'm not too proud of.
Anyway, we're getting off track here. Cleopatra, Egyptian, you know, history, that's, you know, the whole other thing.
It's something to do with Rome.
But one of the things that I'm really enjoying with the game, you know, now that I'm in the point where I am doing the completionist stuff, you know, going after the feathers. Thank God there's not 100 feathers in this
one. How many are there?
There's only 10.
Really?
Yeah, there's only 10 feathers. I'm not exactly sure what you get for getting the 10 feathers, but you get something.
Glad to see that they decided to take the Tsubasa Chronicles
route. But there are 100 Borgia flags.
Okay.
Just like there were 100 fucking feathers.
Right.
So like, oh, there are fewer feathers, but there are all these fucking Borgia flags.
What do the flags do?
And they're just flags. Basically say the Borgia were here. It's like, ah, it was here. So you basically, you know, like graffiti, you have to go up paint over.
I wish you hadn't told me that. Because I'm like, oh, 10 feathers I can do. Now there's
100 flags. And, you know,
I have to uncover the truth, restore Rome.
Yep. Get rid of all the Borgia flags.
Get all the
Borgia
flags.
Find the feathers.
And then beat the game.
Beat the game. Synchronize
all the fucking points. Yeah.
Destroy all the Borgia towers.
Oh, get the sync. Yeah, get full syncs and everything.
Get full syncs and all the sequences.
Oh, this is going to take me a bit.
You have to get the armor of Brutus. You have to buy all the weapons. You have to buy all the maps for all the treasure. Then you have to get all the treasures. You have to buy all the paintings.
They're paintings?
They're paintings at the art
shops. What are you doing for... Why are you buying paintings for? Do you have a museum?
You have to decorate the hall of the assassins. You haven't gotten there yet, but when you get there, you'll see that there are all these blank spots for paintings.
You're like, oh, damn.
And so you gotta buy all the paintings.
Why do the assassins need paintings for? We're out killing people. We're not hanging out at the place.
Yeah, you do. You have meetings at the place. And, you know,
they don't need paintings. They need donuts if we're having meetings.
Somebody's supposed to bring the yodels, but they didn't. They brought paintings instead.
I want yodels. Why the fuck would you bring that shit up?
Yodels are the fucking bomb.
We have to go get yodels now.
All right. But you have to get all of the paintings, all of the maps, all the treasures.
I gotta get all.
You gotta get all. Let's just leave it at that. And all is a lot. And so I feel like they traded one kind of depth for a different kind of depth.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'll get all of it. Right now my goal is to get all the Borgia towers so I can get more assassins so I can beef up my assassins.
Don't think you're going to get this all done in a week.
If you're going to really complete it, it's going to take you a while to really complete it. Especially if you're going to go after all the training missions, because that's one thing we haven't talked about. There's now a training section so you can actually
learn how to be
a better
fighter.
Right.
Assassin.
When you complete all of those, there's actually a suit of armor that you unlock that's interesting. I'm not going to ruin it, but you really should take the time to get it because it's kind of neat that you can play. When you complete the game, I think you get this Desmond skin, so you can actually put that on so you can run through the game as Desmond and looking like Desmond as opposed to Ezio.
Yeah, but then it'd be awkward if you had that on when you're doing the first part of the game when you're like, Desmond? Who's Desmond?
Like, you I'm are. Desmond. I'm Desmond. So that's kind of interesting.
His name was Robert Paulson. Anyway.
And I knew him. What?
What?
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
Anyway, it's deep, and
that's what she said.
I don't necessarily know that it's a great deep. What I will say is
it's a great deep. A great deep deep.
But what I will say is that I definitely enjoy the new elements of gameplay, for sure. The ability to do some different things with the double blades is really nice. You haven't gotten them yet,
nope.
But when you get to the game where you finally do, because I really kind of felt, off balance as Ezio until I got the double blade back. Because I'm so used to being able to, like, kill two people at the same time when I do the assassinate thing.
Right.
And so to only be able to do one, I kept forgetting that I could only do one. And so there were a lot of times that I jumped into something that I really shouldn't have. Because I was expected to, you know, pap out both of my blades and I only had one. So I'd kill one guy and be like, oh, you're distracted. And then you're like, oh, great. Mission desynchronized. Now I gotta go back.
Yep.
So, Ubisoft, if you're listening, do me a favor. Can you cut it out with the missions where the moment you're detected, you're fucked and you have to start the sequence over again?
No.
Because that gets old really quick.
I don't think they necessarily have to get rid of that because that just makes you have to be a better assassin.
No, I think I like the stealth thing. Don't get me wrong. I do. But there were way too many that you had to restart the entire freaking sequence the moment you were detected as opposed to starting from a checkpoint. Because there were some that if you get detected, you start from the last checkpoint that you did. There are some that if you're detected, you start at the beginning of the fucking memory. And that pissed me off.
Okay.
So can we just come to an agreement? If you're not going to get rid of that completely, can you at least let a bitch start from the nearest checkpoint and not the beginning of the memory? Because that pisses me. I'm like, I got to go through this another 20 minutes to get all the way back up to the top again. Just so I can be told, now don't be detected again. And go. Are you for fucking real?
Shit got real. They want real perfection.
Well, you know what?
I'm hoping by the time I get to those that I'm ready.
I am all for perfection, but damn, don't punish me for not being perfect.
Oh man, if you don't want to be perfect, punished, then there are several games you should never play.
And they're probably games I don't own and or have played, to be honest. Because I don't like being punished in a game. I like being rewarded for getting something right, like, the first time. I like being rewarded for, you know, persevering through something. Like, dying 16 times and not giving up, or shutting off the game and then going and doing it. I like that. I don't like being punished for not figuring out that I need to actually change the camera angle so I can see that there's actually a ledge over there that's pointing out that I need to drop to in order to get into this area.
Okay.
And you will find an area like that where you're like, how the fuck am I supposed to get in now? Every time I try to jump down, there's no way I can go. I had to go on the internet and find a guy that's like, it doesn't look like it, but if you go over here and drop down, there's actually a ledge that on your way down, if you hold this button, you'll grab onto, and then you can make it in. I'm like, how the fuck was I supposed to figure that out if I didn't
have
a guide?
Trial and error.
I did. 45 minutes.
Okay.
I was like, oh, there's a ledge over here. I must have to jump off of this ledge and somehow make it off of this ledge backwards. Nope. Kept falling and dying. Like, what the fuck?
Sorry. Did I fall asleep during that? Because I don't remember that frustrating.
No, that was down here. That was after I moved. Yeah, that was probably the most frustrating thing. And what was killer is that I was on my way to get the armor of Brutus. So I was like, there's no way I'm not doing this. I finished all those fucking Romulus halls. I'm getting this fucking armor.
Oh, that's the where the armor is?
Uh-huh. And there's only one way to get into the room.
All right.
And you're just like, oh, I see. There's a little cove down here. And I must have to drop down into it, but you look at it and it's recessed in, so you're like, no, so it can't be a straight drop. But there are three poles, so you're like, oh, I must have to come out to the long pole and swing my way in. When you get to the bottom pole, you realize that you're not going to swing because you'd have to swing up into it. So you're like, well, what the hell? I can't drop down to it. I can't swing into it. It's not like you have a grapple hook, so it's not like you can swing line into it. And basically what you learn if you go online and look at the picture is that if you actually hang off the top ledge and go all the way to the far right, there's this one brick that's actually sticking out, but you can't tell that it's sticking out from any angle that you look at the hall.
So it's a drop of faith.
Yeah, it's a drop of faith. And on the way down, you won't just automatically grab it. So you have to be able to time to hit the button to grab when you're falling. Otherwise, you miss it and you fall all the way down and you lose 2 dots of health every time you fall.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was so frustrating. I'm like, oh, look, I died. And then, you know, you go to the, like, you know, I call it purgatory. The white area when you're in between sequences and it's just flashing red because you just died. And you're like, really? Like, this is my lot in life. But I did. I stuck with it for 45 minutes because I'm like, there's no way in hell that I did all of those Romulus halls and I'm not getting this armor. I am finishing this game in this armor. Which, trust me, you want to do because the armor of Brutus is very much the same caliber of armor as the armor of Altair. So it's pretty much, as far as I can tell right now, unless new DLC comes out, it is the best armor that you can have.
In the game.
In the game.
Most likely.
because it gives you the most health squares, it gives you the most resistance, which is what you want in the game. Resistance adds to your ability to block and to parry, so you definitely want to have that as high as you possibly can. You are going to want to upgrade your weapons. I found myself trying to get through a sequence with a sword that you really needed, and unfortunately with the amount of enemies that were coming at you, you just can't do it unless you upgrade some weapons. You don't necessarily have to upgrade all your weapons throughout the entirety of the game. Like, I never wound up carrying a second weapon because you can two-hand weapons once you get a heavy weapon sheath. But I did end up upgrading my sword twice. I upgraded my dagger twice. But I found really that I spent most of the time in the game either fighting with the sword or the double blades with poison than anything else. One thing that I will add that wasn't necessarily the case in 2, but definitely is the case in 3, smoke bombs are your friend. Save your money, because the first small pouch thing that you should get or whatever is the smoke bomb ability. Because smoke bombs make it so that you can bomb the fuck out of a crowd, kill all of them without being run over by yourself, because you will be run over by AI or overrun by AI in this game. The AI definitely is much better. They follow you up buildings now, everybody, not just certain types. Everybody will follow you up a building if you run into a building. They will throw stuff at you to knock you off the building. They will fire their guns, because the bitches now have guns, to knock you off a building. So you can't even be like sneak and try to take out a Borgia tower. You have to take out the captain before you can take out the tower. And if you don't take out the dudes that are on the tower, they will take you out from climbing the tower, which is a pain in the asshole. But I will say that I enjoyed the fact that the AI is improved. Smarter. Because before it was just like, haha, I can just run right past you and jump in the water and you'll just look at me and then you'll go away. No, now if they're still looking at you while you sit in the water, they'll stand there. And eventually, if you sit in the water long enough, one of them will be stupid enough to try and jump in the water because the computer forgets if they go in the water, they die.
I love when they fall off the buildings. Like, I've noticed I could just, nope, and they just fall to their death.
Sometimes they don't fall to their death, though. If there's a ledge underneath, they'll just fall to the ledge and then you'll come up and you'll be notorious because I'm like, hey, what the fuck? Overall, the graphics got a minor uplift. Like, most of the city still looks as good as 2 did, which is probably the reason why they were able to turn this around so fast.
Probably.
They've already been working on 3, and 3 will be the last piece of the assassin story. Now, whether or not they will do offshoots, which, you know, they absolutely could. I mean, we could definitely dive more into, well, what happened to Altair after 1? What happened to Ezio after 2 before 3? Because I'm pretty sure that Ubisoft said that this game, Brotherhood, is the last outing for Ezio, which means you will pick up the life of a different assassin in 3. Personally, I think it's going to be Desmond. I think that you will be Desmond in the last game.
Well, that would make sense, because they talk about the bleeding effect about him learning the abilities. Mm-hmm. So why would they give him the abilities to do all this if you weren't going to ever actually play him with these abilities? Mm-hmm. So that makes the most sense. But then who would be your antagonist in
Abstergo? The Templars. Because I mean, the whole thing about this game is that you're trying to get Ezio's piece of Eden to keep the Templars from getting it, because evidently they have almost all of the pieces of Eden and want to take over the world and all that kind of stuff. So the whole point is to get Ezio's pieces of Eden and thwart their plans. And you learn as you play through this game that there are these temples that Desmond has to get to with the piece of Eden in order to stop the great thing that's coming in 2012. So Assassin's Creed will be in 2012. You know, line up with the Mayan calendar, you know, end of days.
Oh my god, maybe that's what John Cusack was experiencing, the world of 2012. Without the pieces of Eden.
Yep, that's what happens. Without the pieces of Eden, it all just falls apart.
Gotta find those arcs.
Well, temples.
In the movie, the arcs were these giant boats.
Yeah, I never saw that movie.
Eshmom did. That's how I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it.
No, I try to stay away from John Cusack movies now. I like to remember him when he was in movies that were good and funny. Like Gross Point Blank. Fucking love that movie.
Nope, High Fidelity is my favorite.
You know, I'm still waiting for High Fidelity to actually start.
You know, I've heard someone else say that, too.
I'm still waiting. I'm sure that any moment now there's going to be, like, a point or something funny. or a plot. There'll be something, I'm sure. But overall, I have to say that I'm not disappointed with Brotherhood. I was really afraid that it was just going to feel like a tacked-on piece. It doesn't. It feels like its own entity, but I feel like it's an entity that really should have been present.
I think they beefed up. Like, I think that it had its own standalone, but I think they chucked full of a lot of stuff that they probably should have already made established in two.
Yeah, you know, like, the Borgia flags and the feather thing, you know, I don't need all the collection. If they just made the story a little bit richer, you know, I definitely like having to get more of the truth and have more of that relayed to me.
Yeah, but what about the puzzles for the truth? Because there were a couple there that you were just like, motherfucker.
Well, I was the same way with some of the puzzles in two. I mean, I'm not proud to admit this, but there were some puzzles for the truth that it took me a good 25 minutes to solve.
So, I mean,
I don't like the chess pieces. Because I've never played chess, so the fact that a lot of the puzzles in order to unlock the truth revolve around knowing what chess references they're making in order to move the right piece really pissed me off. And, like, I was so glad that you were sitting next to me for a couple, and like, oh, that just means that you need to take that piece that's by your queen and move it. I'm like, the little horsey guy? Or, like, the little castle dude?
The rook?
Yeah, that guy. That guy. Yeah. I play checkers, not chess, okay?
And checkers is a cheap man's chess.
Hey, don't say that. Dad used to kick my ass in checkers all the time. Be like, you sure you want to make that move? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. He's like, oh, because see, I can do this, 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 and now I've got six of your guys. And you're just like, you can't make that. That's not.
Yeah, but his rule was he was black because black gets to move first.
Yeah. No, he let me be black a couple times. That's still.
Oh,
lost.
No. Nope. Black moved first because.
I always lost, whether I was black or red.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's all right.
He took pity on me a couple times, I think, and let me be black to move first.
That's all right, because I'd play checkers with him, and he'd win, and then I'd make him play Pretty Pretty Princess, and then I'd make him win so he'd have to wear all the jewelry. Yep, I was vindictive.
Oh, Pretty Pretty Princess.
You have to wear the black ring! Ooh.
But I will say that it's definitely worth a rent. If somebody's already played through 1 and 2, it wouldn't suck as a gift, for sure. I will say after completing the story, I'm playing through and getting all of the additional stuff that I didn't on the regular storyline, but it has made me thirsty for the third piece. Because I will tell you right now, the cliffhanger that was the ending on 2 does not hold a candle to the cliffhanger that's the ending of this game.
I wouldn't know because I'm nowhere near it.
I will tell you right now. You'll just be like, no, no, bad, wrong, badong, no! And then the game's over.
All right, that sounds awesome.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Yep. That's how it goes. So, yeah, that's my rating. Overall, wouldn't suck as a gift. And I'd say that if you haven't played an Assassin's game, it's definitely worth a rent.
If you haven't played any Assassin's game, play 2 first. Don't play 1, because it will turn you off.
Yeah, if you haven't played any Assassin's game, don't start with 1. That's for damn sure. Start. I'll be honest with you. If you have not played an Assassin's Creed game, start with this one.
Yeah, I would say that.
Because it starts off and it basically relays the story of how Desmond got to the point that you are going to start this game, so you won't feel like you're missing anything. Where 2 doesn't do that. It just jumps in and is like, oh, I guess you played 1. Ha ha ha. You already know who this is and why you're in this room.
Nope.
So I would say if you haven't played an Assassin's game, this is the one to start with. Get your whistle wet, and if you get through the first 2 sequences, you're like, okay, I really want to know what the hell is going on, go back and play 2, but don't play 1.
Yeah, don't, no.
But I would suggest you get it on the Xbox 360 if you have it, because the audio issues alone that you're having suck and would piss me off beyond belief on the playing.
It irks me so much.
Because that does not exist on the Xbox 360 version at all.
I mean, it might not be on every PS3 one either. It might just be a printing issue with me.
It may be a read issue on the hard drive.
Yeah, could be. I hope not.
That would suck.
Yeah.
All sad.
None of my other games, I've never had issues with any of my other games.
Well, you know what we'll do, just as a test, is I'll hook up my PS3 because I have the older PS3. And we'll run the game and see if that happens.
All right.
Because then we'll know, one, if it's the disc or not, or if it's your read speed.
It could be. But that's nothing I can fix. But none of my other, like I said, none of my other games have ever had, I've never had delays before.
Yeah, but you didn't have as big a hard drive download, probably, as that game.
I know, it installed, yeah.
Yeah, it installed, like, what, almost 2 gigs of shit?
Yeah, so that might be, but I don't have a lot of stuff on my PS3, though,
right,
so.
But that's still a chunk to download.
Yeah.
So, that issue may be resolved by just kind of shutting it down and starting it up again.
Right, we'll test buffer. That when we...
It might have needed to put some shit in your caches, and it may not have
in
enough
my caches?
In your caches.
Okay.
You know, your caches.
Okay.
Your little caches.
Okay.
And so, because you couldn't put it in your caches.
Okay. I get it.
Because of your caches.
It needs to put more stuff in there. It needs to sit there and...
In your caches.
In the ferment.
Right. You need to get it buffered. You might have underrun your buffer. You might have buffer underrun. Yeah, buffer underrun. That's a real thing.
I know. But you said it in an accent. It broke my character.
I broke my character. Can you fix it?
No.
It takes, like, 20 guild seals to fix, though.
Anyway.
Yeah, I made a Fable reference.
Yeah,
that's what's
you
up.
Did. You totally did.
So what about you? Outside of the audio issues, if it turns out to not, you know, to just be you.
Oh, if it's just
if
me.
If it turns out that it's just your
me.
System, I mean.
I'm gonna play it. Play is gonna play.
Ball is, they gonna ball.
Skater's gonna skate.
I thought you were going to say skeeters are going to skeet. And I was like, hey.
Well, they do that.
Oh, you said do.
Skeet, skeet.
You said wrong. All right, so that's it. You heard it from us. It's worth playing. And I would love to know what you guys think. If you've completed it, what you think of the Romulus.
If you've done all those in 8 minutes, then you need to teach a bitch how to do it.
Holla at us. Because for real, like, I've replayed 3 of them now. And I got close to 1. I missed it by 30 minutes. And it really pissed me off. So I want to know what your fucking trick is. So let us know. You can hit us up using our mail address, mailbag@landofesh.com, or you can holler at us on our Facebook group, facebook.com/landofesh. I'm going to have to remind you to visit our website, www.electricsister.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one. You can check out the articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions, like we just said, you can use mailbag@landofesh.com. If you haven't subscribed to us in iTunes, you should have done it long before now, but it's okay.
You can still fix it. Just go into the iTunes music store, look for Electric Sisterhood. You can look for it all one word or separate words. You'll find it both ways. And hit the subscribe button, because that will ensure that as soon as we put out our new episodes, you will get them in your iTunes and be able to listen to them on the go as you like, either on your iDevice, on your computer, and our podcast is even in the Zune Marketplace. So we pretty much got you covered on any device you go on.
But, I mean, if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath the Esh banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that exists in the land of Esh. While our new shows top out typically every Monday morning, you can get an episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast on Tuesday, which is pretty freaking sweet. While they talk about video game stuff, too, they also talk about a bunch of things that we don't, like sports and theater and movies and shit like that on the regular. So if you want a little bit of thing kind of like us, but not exactly us, you know, you want to, like, diverge your podcast listening, I highly recommend Boston Bass Brigade. You should check them out. They're cool dudes.
Don't forget Geek Aggro.
That's right, because Deuce is just a fucking man, too. And he's got a podcast that is available. You can typically get new episodes on Wednesday and visit his website, geekaggro.com, to check out, you know, the things that are ultimate geek, like gadgets and games and stuff like that. You know, the things that we don't typically talk about, even though we say we're gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff. It's all good. In the hood. You can interact with us on Twitter to find all of the members of the Land of Esh, including those who are just really involved with the magazine. You can visit my page, twitter.com/ninjasister, and check out the Land of Esh team list. Everybody who is anybody in the Land of Esh is on that list, and I highly recommend that you follow all of those motherfuckers, because they are funny as shit. They will brighten up your day. You can check out our Flickr stream to see pictures from events that we've gone to, as well as events that, you know, we wish we had gone to. And our YouTube channel, where you can actually see videos featuring both Panda and myself, as well as some of the other members of the Land of Esh.
We need some new videos.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at you like that.
Don't look at me like that.
I can, because that's like
your
thing.
How about like this?
No, I'm really not looking at you like that because my face might get stuck like that. Oh, and then
my neck hurts.
See? That's why.
Neck pain.
So we're on YouTube, we're on Flickr, we're on Facebook. Like I said, facebook.com/NativeEsh. And you can check out our magazine, which by the time you listen to this episode, should be on sale. Issue number 2. Awesome. And actually has a feature on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, as well as some other really neat things. So make sure that you check that out. That you do have to pay for. But guess what? It's fucking worth it. So get on that. What should you dig this week?
Snow.
No. Why did you say that evil, awful word?
I like to look at snow.
Yeah, I don't like to have to shovel it.
I
get it off my car and drive in it.
I dig snow in an aesthetics.
I like it in a cage.
No, I like it on things that I don't have to drive on or move.
Okay.
Like pictures of wilderness where you see like maybe little bunny tracks. I think that's so beautiful.
Okay, bunny tracks in the snow are fucking adorable. I agree with you on that.
And in games, I like to look at snow in games. Because I don't have to deal with
them. So you go to Miss Peak a lot then in Fable?
Yeah, I like snow. And I like to walk in snow. So like when you have all the snow like around your face and you're like, oh, sprinkles with snow. But I mean, not, you know, mounds of snow, because that sucks. And driving in that sucks. For sure.
And clean that off of your car?
That sucks. Yeah, so I dig snow, and I dig my heated blanket. My second skin, as you will.
I am essentially
attached at all times to it, and when I'm not, I feel withdrawal. Like at work earlier today, I was going, I'm cold, and it was hot, and I was like, I'm just so used to having that like extra warmth from the blanket. It's like a hug all the time. And I am a physical person. I need hugs.
Hugs, not drugs, right?
Hugs, not drugs. And just, I need contact. I like contact. Creature comfort.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know. How do I know? Okay.
What do you dig that shit?
Well, let's see. Shit I dig this week, I will have to go with pasta. Because when you're hungry and cold, hot pasta with great sauce is just, it's delicious.
What kind of sauce?
I like a good marinara.
Okay.
A good arrabbiata. That's some good shit right there. I'm also going to have to go with your mac and cheese, which is in the pasta realm.
Yeah, well, obviously it's got macaroni in it.
Right. But, you know, it's got, like, 7 pounds of cheese, too, so. Yeah, it was so good. That's definitely, like, on the top of my list of shit that I dig. And then I'm going to have to end it with Darker Than Black, which is an anime that you reviewed a while ago and recommended, and I finally watched the whole fucking thing, and you were absolutely right, and shit got real. And I will probably talk about it next week on the podcast.
You're going to go and revisit?
Oh, no. Trust me. I will not forget it. Because I watched the whole thing. I'm not going to forget it.
All right.
That's the shit I dig. So, as always, I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, folks.
Bye.
Oodles.